A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Monday, December 12th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the appointment of a new Chief Justice.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 154-608 and 13860 kilos shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the controversy over Zimbabwe's next Chief Justice of the Courts.
The Judicial Service Commission today conducted public interviews of four candidates seeking appointment as Chief Justice of Zimbabwe to succeed the retiring Godfrey Chijaiwiseko. Four candidates are in the running, and they are Deputy Chief Justice Luke Malaba, Justice Patton Garwe, Justice Rita Makarau, and Judge President George Weshe.
But a University of Zimbabwe law student last week asked the High Court to stop the interviews, arguing the process was not transparent since the candidates were colleagues of and known to the interviewing panel. The High Court Sunday ruled in favor of the student, who also wanted President Robert Mugabe alone to appoint the Chief Justice. The government says it plans to change the constitution to give Mr. Mugabe that sole responsibility. But the Judicial Service Commission, which employs all judges and magistrates, appealed the decision at the Supreme Court today, automatically setting aside the High Court ruling. One of the lawyers representing the student, though, says what the Judicial Service Commission did today was in contempt of court.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Honguka hama wadiwa nasi, tida kutitinge tishitarisa zuri kuitika kumatari uko sezo. Mukuru wematari Chief Justice Godfrey Chijikaosiku vave kuenda pamujigandigere mugore rinouya muna kukadzi pane kipashida kuti mwedzi wacho unotevera iwo gore rinouya pobva pasarudzwa mumwe munhu anenge achitungamira matare asi panenge paita batamurefu batamupfupi nekunetsana mushure mekunge mumwe mudzidzi paUniversity of Zimbabwe aenda kumatare achiti zviri kuitwa zvacho hazvina kumira zvakanaka nekuti vamugabe ndo vari kuti dai vanga vapiwa iro kana kuti chitsvambe ichocho chekudoma mukuru wematare sezvaiitwa kare asi vamwe vari kuti aiwa hazvifaniri kudaro ngazviitwe neJudiciary Service Commission. Matare akakosha zvikuru munyika. Tira kunzwa pfungwa dzenyu kuti munoona sei pakudomwa kwevanhu vanenge vachizoita vatongi. Uye muri kufarawo here nemabasa ari kubatwa nevatongi mumataro mugibs?
Yee kunjalo ke Blessing. Zvinoka ndava ndingalichona njani lapha likhona kona ngambaka ngamakaya. Yee lamhlanje ke udabe kutweni sixoxa ke ngokono kokusenziwa iJudicial Service Commission. Ezidinga ke umuntu ozangena esikhundleni sika Chief Justice uGodfrey Chijaiwiseko. Yena oso kumele ke ukuthi athathe ipension. Siyakwazi ukuthi nxa umuntu sefike 70 ekwampana ngochief justice kumele achiye ke umsebenzi. So ke sikhuluma nje kulokuxoxozela Blessing nje ukukhuluma nje mfowethu. Ukuthi uxoxozela lokhu kuya ngokuthi ukuliphicela. Abanye la bathi bafuna ukuthi ke ujustice le omutsha akhethwe ngumongameli kungela iJudicial Service Commission ihlale phansi. So ke siyakwazi ukuthi kulomfana wesikolo nje kona ngale UZ ohambisa udaba lolu emthethandaba ecela ukuthi umongameli Robert Mugabe kumele aphiwe amandla okuthi akhethe umuntu amfunayo kungekho lokho kwe-Judicial Service Commission. Ye wasekubuya-ke lamhlanje i-Judicial Service Commission wangwayo yahamba emthethandaba yathi hhayi lokho okwesinqumo esenziwe yi-High Court akulunganga, so baqhubeke nje bedinga abantu okumele babadinge kuya ngomthetho, umthetho u-section 180 utsho njalo ukuthi kumele bahlale phansi badinga umuntu.
Yes, Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That is Honorable Jonathan Samkange, respected Harare lawyer. Honorable Samkange, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us. Honorable, we spoke a few minutes ago and you were saying what the Judiciary Service Commission did today was in contempt of court. Why?
Why? Because there is no valid appeal. And why I say there is no valid appeal is that internationally, right, even in Zimbabwe, in order for an appeal to be considered as valid, it must have all the essential elements of an appeal. If it lacks the essential elements of an appeal, then it is an invalid appeal. And if it is an invalid appeal, so therefore the order of justice will stand. Which is to suspend the proceedings today. Now, what is very curious, and for listeners too, is this: why would the Judicial Services Commission defy a court order when, in fact, they superintend the courts? If the Judicial Services defy a court order, who is going to listen to the courts? Why should we expect the ordinary Zimbabweans to respect the court orders? If the Judicial Services Commission, together with the Chief Justice, don't recognize the court orders, who is going to do that? Why should you be expected to respect the court order if the very same courts don't respect their own court orders?
Honorable Samkange, you are talking about the essential elements of an appeal.
Yes.
What are those essential elements?
The first essential element of an appeal is that you must have the reason for the judgment, the reason for the order. What Justice Hunwe did yesterday was simply to read his final order, which is that the application is granted. The reasons will follow tomorrow at 10 o'clock, right? Today, by 8:15, we had already received a notice of appeal. So what were they appealing against if the reasons are not there? That is why I say it's a sham. This is not an appeal, and do you know the reason why? It's because the interviews were starting at 9 o'clock, right? So what they wanted to do is to justify why they are proceeding with the interviews. And the second question that one must ask is, what is the rush? Why? If they felt that they have got a very good case, they could have waited until the appeal has been determined. What happens if it's determined? If the judiciary says they can determine the process by making an application for an urgent hearing of that appeal. Or alternatively, they could have gone back to the court and made another application, their own application for stay of execution, pending their appeal.
But also...
Right? But they did not do that. And my argument is that, why is there a rush? Why don't you do things the proper way? Because if the Judicial Services Commission itself does not do things properly, who else is expected to do things properly and judiciously? Right. I ask you, they have noted an appeal. What happens the next year when you go to court in the Supreme Court? And the Supreme Court says, no. Justice Hunwe was 100% right. This appeal is the abuse of the court process, and they throw it out. What has happened to the process? What has happened to the interviews today? That's a waste of money, and that constitutes an abuse of power. People are being charged for abusing the power, because what will happen to the funds? These are public funds. What will happen to costs that have been incurred today? Because they don't know what the Supreme Court, unless they are prophets, they know what is going to be the outcome of the appeal, because the appeal is pending.
But Honorable Sam Kange, you are saying why the rush? Isn't it that the Chief Justice is retiring in February, and by March there should be a new sheriff in town?
So what? Who makes? Who says that in March, if the in March the constitution is very clear. We don't have to have a new Chief Justice when he retires. There's no way where it says that in the Constitution. It actually gives you provision that in the event of the Chief Justice being incapacitated, being unable, his deputy will act as Chief Justice. Uh-huh. In the event that the deputy cannot act, the most senior judge will act only as Chief Justice. That's what it says. Uh-huh. It does not say there will be a vacancy where there will be a constitutional crisis. It doesn't say that. The Constitution has already taken care of that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Honorable Sam Kange. Mm-hmm. Please stay on the line. Regatimbozi kuti vateereri vedu vari kuti kudii. Tina vabhanda vari kugokwe. Makadi vabhanda?
Vari makadi henyu.
Aiwa, tiripo, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ini maonero andiri kuita matare dzimhosva awa, masenzero anoita muno muZimbabwe, handioni sekuti pane matare dzimhosva.
Sei muchidaro?
Nokuti ini ndine mikesi yandakambova kutenda zvangu yemudziko wangu akanga abhinyiwa. Unongoona kuti kunongova kutamba nenguva chaiko chaiko, hapana zvinenge zvichimbobuda ipapo. Saka nyange zvichiokwidza kumusoro kwavari ikoko kusarudzana, muchiona zvichingoita semahombo zvakare. Inhau yekuti nepano pake zvakatoora kudhara.
Asi ka zvingareve here nhai vabhanda kuti mumwe mutongi mumwe chete akatonga zvamusiri kufara nawo, nekudaro vese havagone basa?
Handingati vese zvavo hesachi. Zvakare asi tikazvitarisisa mukaona kuti mukada kuti vanhu devamada kuti vanhu vakompleni vasumudze miromo yavo vachitaura, muchaona kuti mumatare dzemota vazhinji tinangoti pamwe kusiya zvenge pesendi yevanhu vanobudamo vachigunun'una.
Asi pane angafari here anzi enda kujeri nhai vabhanda nyange abake?
Kana wabva waba handizvo tinotarisira kuti matare edu atiitire.
Asi hamusi kufara nemabatiro ari kuita basa?
Ini handisi kufara, matare edu edzimhosva handifadzi.
Saka kuti zvinhu zvinake mungati pangaitwe sei?
Ndinongoona sokuti inongori nhau yekuti corruption muZimbabwe ndohwava upenyu hwedu. Saka hatingavatiwo vematare edzimhosva vari kunyakukanganisa vari voga, nokuti nyange mapurisa nyange ZPCS vachona nyange vatinoti vaturikiri vomumatare vaya nyange muDDC nyange ani munhu wese ari muZimbabwe ange vakorapti. Saka zvavanongoita zvose zvinongova zvinhu zvakatongoipa, zvotowedzera kuva wese pakuti vanotitonga vemhosva vachona vanotitungamira pakutungwa kwemhosva vakuzviradza pachena kuti ivo pachavo vadiwa kukurapa. Saka nyika yose ndoona sokuti inotofanira kuti parave nezvinyika mishanduko ingangovapo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Mukoma wangu vabhanda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Zvakanaka, mugare muchiponera.
Gibbs head from Mr. Banda in Gokwe. He's saying he has lost faith in the country's judiciary and is blaming all this on the issue of corruption. He says everyone is corrupt, not only the judges, you know, the police, teachers, almost everyone. Gibson.
Yeah, so simzuleke lapha ke blessing Honorable Jonathan Samkange ekhuluma ngodaba lolu. So ke bekhuluma sithi ke kwanyangazani ke iJudicial Service Commission ila iyenze lokho kuthiwa i-contempt of court, idelele umthethandaba. So ukudelela umthethwandaba uyakwazi udila icala inkalakatha sibile linye elimangalisayo. So ute uyamangala ukuthi nxa i-JC yona ngwayo ingadelela umthethwandaba kangaka, pho ongahlonipha izinqumo zomthethwandaba ngubani? So-ke uphinde watsho ukuthi ukhanya ngazani-ke i-JC kayizange ilandele izinqumo zokuthi kumele ukuthi bakhangele ukuthi ujustice uhungwe ube khuluma ngani, ngoba uhungwe kakethwili lo mbiko wakhe ukuthi yini etheke kumiso khonokho ukuthi kudingwadingwe Chief Justice omutsha. So ukuthi yena ngokubona kwakhe bekumele kumelelwe sibili kuzokufika isikhathi sokuthi babalelwe ukuthi lokhu lalokhu lalokhu ama-reasons angkhona okuthi yindaba ekumisile. So ukuthi ngokuma kwezinto kathesi kuyayangisa lokho kwenziwe iJC njalo sebechithi imali kaZulu la ukuthi bebe lokho behlezi phansi bedinga umuntu kungathiwa after all justice lwana wayiright wungu pho kuzathiwani ngoba imali kade siyachitheka ngokutsho ka-Honorable uSamkhange so uyakubeka sibili sobala ukuthi lokhu kuyangisilizwe ngoba abantu babhetshona nje behlezi phansi besenza into engekho emthethweni so yamangala kakhulu duvele kuvela so ngizambuza ke umbuzo wodwa so now Honorable uSamkhange at the end of the day yes. If this the JSC is in contempt of court, what happens next?
My personal view is this, depending on the instruction from my client,
mm-hmm.
but my personal view is that since they have filed a nullity as a notice of appeal, mm-hmm. right? We wait and see, right? As far as I know, the government is proceeding, because the government supported our position,
mm-hmm.
right? Including the Minister of Justice, who is the vice president of this country, right? Through his permanent secretary, they filed an affidavit.
Mm-hmm.
And they say they've already commenced the process to amend the constitution, this part of the constitution, which, in my view, when the drafters and the legislators passed this part portion, they did not consider it. Because if they had considered it, they would have realized that it creates this problem. Let me give you a very good example. In the interview which I listened to, Justice Chigirosu asked his deputy, listen to this question. Right. Justice Garwe wrote 37 judgments,
mm-hmm.
and you only wrote 5 judgments.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The second question that he asked is that I personally wrote it to this Chief Justice asking him, the Deputy Justice Malaba, Luke Malaba, I wrote it to you to attend the meetings of the JSC, right? You did not attend them. What does that show? What he's trying to show is that he is incompetent, so therefore he's not fitted to be appointed as Chief Justice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. But is he not given the opportunity to defend himself? I mean, that's what people want, right? That's transparency. If that is happened...
See, no, because you mm-hmm. see what has happened is that they are now bringing personal issues. Right? If you start bringing personal issues, that is why in our alternative, we had prayed to have retired judges to ask those questions, But if you are now going to say, you had an affair with somebody's wife. Therefore, you are not defeated to be Chief Justice. Mm. Is that fair?
But you are given the opportunity to defend yourself, right?
It becomes personal. I think transparency is because upon that we should not be personalized issues.
Mm-hmm.
Because once we start personalizing issues, then we are not achieving the goals.
Okay, Honorable Samkhange, stay on the line. Regret to remove Terry Vamatamba ku Cape Town. Magadi. Vamatamba ku Cape Town.
Man, Rovana Magadi.
Ah, Terry Nani, you stand here.
Vamatamba, Chokwadi.
Vamatamba, okay. Vamatamba, tipe ufungwa dzenyu.
Sorry, panya mama, but it's already in a number of the line in a number to be panzi. Mam Soraniya is
a Trugutora Ninya Yeku Domakwe Eva Tongi, Kuti Vamwarguti, Shirina Nikuti, Vam Gabeva Domekanauti, Vanga Vachisaru's Gonevan Vaka, Varipam Gandhi Gere, Vam Bengava Chitonga, Vamwachiti Vargu and Zirim Poison, Zim Constitution, Zeguti, Vanu Saruzwa name, the Judiciary Service Commission in Nevamu. Vatongi, varipo, vekudarere High Court, nevamwe vari Judiciary Service Commission yacho.
Ipapo musati mamboenderera henyu mberi. Panyaya kumusha kwedu chaiko. Hakuna chinhu chinoitwa pasina zita rinonzi munhu anonzi Mugabe. Zvose zvomungataura zvenyu kana anga vice president kana chichingadai chingaitsara chinoitika chiri munyika Vice President vamugabe vari ku UK ikoko kwauri ikoko vari kuno ku South Africa vari kupi kwavari anototanga atofonera kunzi utotanga wandiudza kuti chii chamuda kuita saka there is no any appointment inoitwa without the knowledge yake yebo ya ZANU-PF ende vanhu vavari kuisa iwo vavari kuisa yavo zvavai kuti vanhu vari kuti vari muimba imwe chete vari kuita zvido zvavo handiri kubanzwisisa hakuna munhu anozoiswa nezanupf anozodzoka kuti pidiko mangwana baba zvamaita izvi mangwana hazvisiri izvo vanhu vese vavari kuita ivavava theare alliances
asi vamatamba tombodzoka panyaya yavamugabe hatingangoti I mean kazhinji kacho munhu anenge achitungamira handindi mune masarudza mutungamiri kuno kuamerica kana vachitsvaga jaji mutungamiri wenyika ndiye anosarudza wozoenda kudare recongress neresenate vachinomubvunza mubvunzo ikoko asi anenge adomwa nemutungamiri wenyika saka zvinenge zvaipei kuzimbabwe
aiwa zvazvakasiyana kazi zvazvakasiyana kweduka ndozvekuti tikatarisa semazivira atinoita kwese kwese kumapurisa ndiye mukuru wemapurisa ndiye mukuru wemasoja ndiye mukuru wehurumende ndiye mukuru wemunyika ndokusaka ndati hakuna chinhu chamunofanira kuti munge muchitaura pasina acomment from him zvose zvamunonga muchida kuti muite zvematunhu zvese I remember kuti maministers ese anenge achiitwa nemamps ari kuitwa maprovincial nemaese zviri kuitwa zvese zviri kuitwa izvi kana nemunhu waari kuda kuzosiya pachigaro chake nachief justice waari kuda iyeye ari kutomuziva ende munhu ari kutoti dzimwe dzenguva munhu wekumusha kwake ikoko kana kuti munhu ari waari kutodya naye izvizvizi saka zvimwe zvese mukasara kuti tikakutenesana nemusoro nokuti hanzi haati tasarudzwa nematare edzimhosva ZANU-PF ndo iri kuita hold membership yakawanda mukati meparliament
tinotenda
hamukwanisi kuvhota against the president
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamatamba nekupinda muchirongwa chedu paCape Town apa
tinotenda muve nezuva rakanaka
aiwa tinotenda Mr. Matamba's argument is that you know Mr. Mugabe appoints virtually everyone. Of course, I also pointed out to him that is the same here when it comes to the judiciary, that is the president who appoints the Supreme Court judges. But of course, they go to Congress where they are also vetted. Gibbs, I think we have our second guest. That is Dr. Alex Magaisa, a law lecturer.
Dr. Magaisa, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. So tell us, what's wrong with the current setup in which you know, the JSC plays a part in the appointment of a, you know, of a Chief Justice. So, what's wrong right now?
Well, there is absolutely nothing wrong with the current procedure. Let what it is.
Your phone is breaking a little bit, Mr. Magaisa. Dr. Magaisa, can you move a little bit?
Okay. Let me find a better spot.
That's that's a better spot now. Yeah, okay, continue.
What I'm saying is the situation before the 2013 Constitution was that the president was one who chose the Chief Justice in consultation with the Judicial Services Commission. But when we were sitting down and listening to the views of the people out of the constitutional outreach process, people wanted there to be checks and balances in how judges were chosen. And the mechanism that we came up with was that judges needed to be publicly interviewed first by the Judicial Services Commission, after which the president would then have a short list of people from whom to appoint. The idea was to involve the public, whom they want, and that is why we have the system of public interviews. It's meant to show up those who are not capable and to give an opportunity to those who are capable, to make it more open, to make it less secretive, because it was so much of an old boy network in the past, where the Minister of Justice simply chose his friends or people that he knew and then recommended the president to appoint. Now, I don't understand why some people believe that that system is wrong. As we saw today, there were three people who were interviewed for the job. Mm-hmm. The whole of Zimbabwe would have seen what they are capable of doing. Whoever the president chooses from there, that is choice. But at least he's choosing from people who have been thoroughly interviewed mm-hmm. and who have been cleaned by a body that he has appointed himself. So this idea that the president has no role in the appointment of the Chief Justice is completely flawed. It doesn't make any sense. He has a role. He's going to be the one who makes the choice at the end of the day. But it's a choice that he makes from people who have been robustly and thoroughly scrutinized by a body of professionals, a body of peers. This happens everywhere. If you go to any job interview, you are interviewed by your peers. You are interviewed by your superiors. And that is what exactly is going on in this process. What I don't understand is why some people are so scared, so averse to open competitive processes of choosing public officers. Mm-hmm. I don't see anything wrong with the current system, and I don't see why one person should be given the sole discretion to choose who should be the Chief Justice without any input from other people.
Yeah, thank you so much, and stay on the line. So, okhulunywa ke uMagayisa, uMagayisa ngodokotela sibili okhangela zele zomthetho. So ke ubekhuluma ke lapha ke blessing esithi yena kaboni ukuthi khona kokwenzakala kathesi kungani kulamaphutha ukuthi khona kokwenzakala kathesi yikho kumele kulandelwe ngakho kaboni ke ukuthi nxa kungaba lo muntu yedwa okhethayo ukuthi kube lo Chief Justice onje ukuthi ke khona mpongwazane lapho kule nkinga khona ngoba kwathi kusenziwa isekelo sombuso welizwe la uDr Magayisa wayekhona kusenziwa isekelo leso ukuthi abantu bacele ukuthi nxa kudingwa abantu abanje kumele kuphume egcekeni abantu basho ukuthi yey sifuna ukuthi kube lo muntu onje 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 amabizo ke abe sehanjiswa kupresident upresident sezikhethela ke yena ngokufuna kwakhe so ke nxa ukuthi kufakwe lesi abantu abangu-4 sekhangela khonapho uzibani lozibani 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 sedobha-ke ngoba lezi kuyabe kukhulunywa ngabantu khonapha nomgceke so uthi ke osokusenzakala lokhu ngani kulobo kungilimbani phakathi
honorable Sam Kange, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you heard Dr. Magayisa there essentially attacking your argument that one cannot be interviewed by his or her own peers. You said that it has some problems. But what is your response to what he has just said?
Well, to start with, these are not the peers. Peers means equal. Mm-hmm.
I said some of his peers.
They are being interviewed by equal. Mm-hmm. They are not equals. That is my first problem. Mm-hmm. That he is being interviewed by his junior. Mm-hmm. For the role of being his the juniors, they are looking for their own boss. Mm-hmm. That is the problem. This is why I am not against public interviews. Mm-hmm. They say. That's why I suggested that those people who are going to interview, they should be retired judges. Mm-hmm. Then you can have your public hearing. If the need is, if you want to find out whether the person is competent or not. Mm-hmm. Right? Dr. Magayisa has made a serious confession. Mm-hmm. He says he was part of the people who drafted this flawed portion of the Constitution. And he is trying to defend himself that he did a wonderful job. He did not. Because he did not apply his mind to the fact that who are the members of the Judicial Services Commission. If they wanted this process to take place, what they should have done is that they should have upgraded the members of the team, right? The team of the Judicial Services Commission, right? To include the judges. Who are retired, who cannot be contaminated by decisions which I have referred to earlier on, or questions that I referred to earlier on. Because you can imagine what happens behind the door, they are going to make some recommendations, and then they take these recommendations. And then the judge, the president may decide to appoint the person whom they sort of rejected or not recommended. Now, how are they going to work together? Because they're still in the system. Do we really need such an incoherent judicial system which fights among itself continuously? No. We wanted to see the judicial process going smoothly. And the starting point is to it starts from there, the appointment of the Chief Justice. The second the second reason, rather, is that it is the Minister and Vice President who then said, after we had served them with a court application, the agent application, that no, we are actually in the process of amending that portion. We also have realized that it is defective. So we agree with you. That's why they're supporting us. Right. Now, public interviews, there is no problem. But who is interviewing them? It is not the public. It's only simply listening. It's not the public that is interviewing them. It is the juniors who are looking for their boss. You can imagine either in a company or even at the village, if you villagers have to sit and choose one of among themselves in an interview. And what happens to the losing ones? What happens if that happens? You can imagine things will not work properly. And all we are trying to do is to have a coherent, comprehensive, competent person being appointed as a chief justice. That's one point. The second point is that the chief justice does not only take a supervisory role, but he also wears a political hat, which sometimes is very important. Because whilst he's wearing this political hat, he interacts with the politicians, including the president, his vices, ministers, members of parliament, when he's wearing his political hat. Right. So you need a person not only who is knowledgeable about the procedures in the due process, but we also need someone who is acceptable politically, who has knowledge of the politics, so that he can then blend, right, like Scottish whisky, blend nicely, and that blending is beneficial to the due process.
Honorable Sabgage, we want. Just come in briefly because we want to take another caller. Just respond to that, Dr. Magese.
Well, give me a bit of time, Blessing. Look, there are a number of issues that I need to raise. Number one, my learned brother, Jonathan Samka, he's my brother. Now, when the two of us stand in court, we don't say my senior learned brother. We don't say my junior learned brother. We say my learned brother. The reason is because whether or not I am a first-year student who has just begun practicing law, or someone has been practicing law for 20 years, we are both referred to as learned brothers. We are already peers at that point. This point about junior people interviewing someone for the chief justice position is completely flawed because it does not conform to the
conditions of the profession. That is incorrect, actually.
If you allow me, No, but you don't refer to me as my younger learned brother. We are the same. We are equal. That's number one. So that whole point does not make sense.
Well the fact is that the judge is recognized that the Honorable Samgang is now in court. Junior, take your seat back. Let's see, yeah, you know, so you can go. It's a clear recognition of seniority.
Okay. Honorable Samgang, let's allow Dr. Magesa to respond quickly.
All right, no, I thought he had finished on this point.
But you would have your time. Why don't you allow me to finish? I mean, we are equal. You and I are equal. I never refer you to my senior learned brother. You are my learned brother. That's what we are. I respect someone who is coming from law school today because he is a lawyer like me. That's number one. Number two, this constitution was agreed to in 2013. We are in 2016 right now. It's 3 to 4 years after the Constitution was agreed to. How does it become such an important and urgent matter a few days before the interview for the Chief Justice? for you to say this is a wrong process. If you guys had realized that this process was wrong, you should have realized it a long time ago and sorted it out, not a few days or a few hours before the interview. That's number two. Number three, you are raising the issue that the Chief Justice is not a peer. As I pointed out, or the Chief Justice and the people that they are interviewing them are not peers. That is completely wrong, and you know that. These are professionals. If a judge of the High Court were called upon to judge a matter between the Chief Justice and another citizen, he will not say, I cannot judge it because there is my superior there. He will judge it because he's a professional. We must respect these people for what they're doing. The whole reason why this process exists is in order for there to be an open process, in order for there to be peers who are involved in the judicial system. It does not matter what rank they have. Tell me about the interview that went on today. What is it that you saw that was wrong about the questions or the questioning that went on in today's process?
Well,
that you would say
the question Deputy Chief Justice Luke Malaba were personal. E.g., I wrote a letter by the Chief Justice, the Chief Gausiku. I wrote a letter to you so that you can attend the meetings of JSC. You did not attend them. What does that show? Incompetent. That's one. Justice Garwe, this is what the Chief Justice said. Justice Garwe wrote 37 judgments, and you only wrote 5. What does that show? It's personalizing. And that media shows that he now is a favored candidate. Because why do you personalize issues? That's why I suggested that let's have it retired judges, because retired judges will be more pragmatic. Right?
As I say to you,
but that is not objective.
Why did you not raise
these issues
4 years ago?
Why do you ask a personal question?
Why did you raise these issues before? Why are you raising them 24 hours before the interviews? This process began in October. That's when the JSC made calls for the interview. Why did you guys not raise this issue that this is not proper? Why are you raising
the
issue?
Right. Let me answer that question clearly. Right. I represented this young man called Romeo Zabani, who is a fourth-year student. I have to have someone to instruct me. And the person came to instruct me and says he's not happy with this arrangement. Then I took it up. Now, the question also, why have you waited this long? You are fully aware that we have more than 400 laws that need to be aligned. And obviously,
and this one is not
one of them that has to be aligned. And every month, the laws are being aligned. And it was going to take its own turn. But the laws are being aligned. And you also should know, maybe you don't know, but Zimbabwe, the judicial services, the Minister of Justice, is handicapped because of sanctions. It is not able to do everything that it could have done. Because if it was possible, I personally suggested that maybe we should even engage people like you, professors from various universities, to come and assist in the alignment of these laws. For your information, I fear that come 2018, we still not have completed the alignment of the laws to the Constitution.
Comrade Jonathan, we have offered ourselves many times before in order to assist. Like you say, I was going to take exception to your view that I'm defending the Constitution because I was involved in its drafting. I think that's disrespectful, Comrade Jonathan.
Defending because I am the one who took the applicant. So you can also accuse me of that.
No,
you are saying, why have you taken this long to come to court? I've taken this long because I have to be instructed.
I'm not accusing you, Goma Jonathan. I'm accusing, I'm saying that the applicants or the people who are involved, including the government, including people who are pushing through the amendment, they knew about this process. How many interviews have we had for the position of High Court judges and Supreme Court judges for the past 4 years? We've got, I think, about 3 interview processes. If someone knew that there was something wrong about it, that should have been brought a long time ago, not 24 hours or 48 hours before such an important process. I mean, look at it this way. We have let me ask you this simple question,
which is, was the starting of this debate, was it right for the judicial services to go ahead when there is a judgment in extent?
Well, my understanding is that there was an appeal,
Please repeat the listeners. Do you appeal without knowing the reasons?
Well, you don't appeal against the reasons. You appeal against an order.
No, gentlemen, hold your fire.
We just want to bring Honorable Samkang.
I can show you how many times cases have been thrown
Honorable
out
Samkang,
because they have not complied with the rules.
We'll come back to that point.
You must state the grounds.
Honorable Samkang.
You must state the grounds. Huh?
We'll come back to that point. Let's just take a caller who has been waiting for a long time. Mr. Jones in Marondera. Mr. Jones Magadi. Mr. Jones.
I was going to say, kodwa lokhu ke wena ngokubona kwakhe ukuthi kuyafana lokuthi udinge abantu abasebenza uGibbs lo Blessing ukuthi bedinge uChief Executive wecompany thina siyise abasebenzi kolapho ukuthi lokhu vela uhambelani then ke ngapha-ke eceleni likaDr Magayisa ukuthi khona laba abantu abadinga uChief Justice baright ngoba nxa wena use-law school ungaphuma kwampana kulo school lapho kufundiswa khona amagqweda selilingana lonke phela uyakubezwe nxa bekhuluma ekhoti laphana my learned friend, njani. Mm-hmm. So, ikuwa kuluma ngakuti, awuchu kuti, my learned senior friend. Mm-hmm. Ukulumu ziti, wenage mganu wa mpundi leo, kusha hii kakecha nje, ukutize kwezi fundo. So, awuchu kuti, wenu onganu pakame, pezu wame. So, tukono kukiyashu kipo kulu ya Samkang. Wapinda futu wangena kikuta walo kuti, naso kangelewe, I constitution. Uti babe melele, bengalungi, is conditions of the constitution. Bebe melele, tukulu selam tanji hini. Uti kono kula ko, karate puta. Wapinda wakuluma njalo lukuti, utawalolu is not an agent met ukuthi sokumele pongu kichiniswa nje kube isifuka mpunzana wasekuzelela nje sithi hayi ke kunoku ke okwenziwa kwa Chief Justice ku right ngoba kwalungise constitution ngakho kumele kulandelweni constitution ngwayo sizwe ke umnumzana Willard Moyo osecingweni khona manje baba Moyo kunjani khona ngapho esilobela
hayi siyaphila baba njani
hayi siphile kakhulu Moyo ye nathi udaba uyazizwela la ukuthi ukukhetha uChief Justice lapha kungani sokubaba sibili ebantwini abaningi wena ungathi ngakhonokho
kukhulunywa ngani namhlanje ngisegangeni ngisekwekweka ngizange ngithole ithuba lokulalela inyoni
ye kukhulunywa ngokudinga uChief Justice kukhanya ngazani kulelinye icele lapha elithi uChief Justice kumele akhethwe ngumongameli amdobhe nje from nowhere kungenziwanga ukuhlalisana phansi lokhu kwenziwa i-Judicial Service Commission so laba abanye bathi kumele umongameli adobhe nje umuntu amfunayo amfake ukuthi abe ngu-Chief Justice kube khona abanye bathi kumele kulandele isisekelo sombuso selizwe esikubeka sobala sibili ukuthi kumele kwenziwe njani kumele behlale phansi baba-interviewe egcekeni abantu beza ukuthi nxa bekubuza umbuzo uphendule usiyangaphi so kume njalo Moyo ungathini-ke ngakhonokho usakhona Moyo bona ngamafoni ifoni sitenziwe baba songazani ukuhluphile khona nxa singabuyela ke kuDr Magayisa mbona ngani kumbe sibuyele ku-Honorable Samkang
onguka hama wadiwa muri kungozvi nzwira tina Dr Magayisa na Honorable Jonathan Samkang vese magweta muri kungonzwa nekukakavadzana kuripo asi tiri kutaura nenyaya yekuti ndiani anofanira kuti anga achisarudza mukuru wematare kana kuti chief justice kana vachidya usiku vachinge vaenda ivo pamuchikandigere gore rinouya vamagaisa vari kuti hapana chakaipa pabumbiro remutemo riripo asi vasamukange vari kuti aiwa rinofanira kuti ringe richivandudzwa kuti vamwe vaya vatongi vakaenda pamuchikandigere vakwanise kunge vachibata basa iroro asi vanga vasimudza imwe nyaya Gibbs there was another issue of the decision of the Judiciary Service Commission today to proceed with the hearings something that Mr. Samkange is saying was in contempt of court because the High Court had ruled that that had been suspended. Maybe let's continue with that argument. Let's start with you, Dr. Magaisa. Was this in contempt of court, what the Judiciary Service Commission did today?
No, I don't believe that it was in contempt of court. As I said, my understanding was that the judge gave his order, an interim order, yesterday. The Judicial Services Commission, as I understand it, noted an appeal against that judgment. According to the law, once an appeal is noted, the decision of the lower court is suspended, and therefore the Judicial Services Commission could go ahead and hold the interviews as they did today. But for me, more important, what is more important is that the Judicial Services Commission, which is an independent body, and the judiciary, which is supposed to be independent, is supposed to assert itself. And I think that they've done the right thing. You know, if the matter is to go to the Supreme Court and there's another decision, that's to be dealt with at that point. As far as I'm concerned, the decision that has been made today to go ahead with the interviews is not at all suggesting that this is the end of the process. The president of Zimbabwe, Ram Mugabe, is going to have an opportunity to look at the candidates who have been submitted to him. And if he's not happy with them, he's going to say no. And the matter will go back to the Judicial Services Commission, and they would have to conduct another set of interviews and submit three more names to the president. And the president would have to make a choice from those three names. So I don't see anything wrong with the process. This is why the process was made in the way it was. You see, my point, Blessing, is to say the supreme law of the land is the Constitution. The fact that there might be a memo that has been written by the Minister of Justice to Cabinet, or that there is a draft bill which is supposed to amend the Constitution, is neither here nor there. Those are intentions. My brother, Rasam Kange, knows this fully well, that the Constitution cannot be overridden by anything other than what is written in the Constitution. And therefore, I cannot see any reason why there are any quibbles over this, because at the end of the day, the president is going to have a choice, and if he decides that he doesn't like the three candidates that are submitted to him, he will simply push the matter back to the Judicial Services Commission, and they will have to come up with another three names. I don't see the problem. The whole reason why we have this process that we have is that we need openness, we need transparency, we need a robust process in order to choose the person who is going to head the judiciary. For me, it is far better for the head of the judiciary to be chosen by his or her peers, as opposed to a situation where that person is chosen solely at the discretion of a member of the executive, because that would be a violation of the principle of separation of powers.
My learned friend, Dr. Magaisa, let me ask another question. Just two questions. One,
sure.
Are you suggesting that there is no such thing as an invalid notice of appeal? Is that what you are telling the nation?
I do not see a question, my brother.
I said, are you suggesting there is no such thing as an invalid notice of appeal?
I'm not suggesting that, no.
Okay. So when does a notice of appeal become invalid?
Oh, that is a decision for the court to make. It's not for me to make it. It's not for you to make it.
Right. No. But you are not only a lawyer, but you are also a lecturer. Surely you must be.
Yes,
otherwise you will produce students who go out there and say, listen, don't worry about the procedures. That's for the court to make. The students are listening to this discussion. So tell me,
they do.
Are you suggesting there's no such thing? Who is supposed to know whether an appeal is invalid or not. It's the lawyer first.
My brother,
you don't wait for the judge. You don't wait for the Supreme Court to tell you that you have come to the Supreme Court with an invalid notice of appeal. That's why,
but in many cases, not my
you go to court with an invalid appeal. The judge will award cost the bonus against you. That is against the lawyer.
Oh, yes.
Because they brought appeal which is invalid. Right? That's one. Now, I'm saying, now to follow it up, I'm saying that the notice of appeal, and there are so many cases, if there are lawyers listening, there are so many cases which says that in order for, in terms of what is expected of a notice of appeal, what is expected is that a notice of appeal must state the grounds on which the notice is based on. Now, what grounds do you have if you don't have the reasons of the judge for the granting of the order? What grounds are you going to do? You dream the grounds.
Is that your second question?
Yes, that is the question I'm asking.
Okay, good.
What grounds do you put?
Okay, that's fine. For me, the question is very simple. What you are trying to do is to ask a question as to whether or not a notice of appeal is valid or invalid. You know what I did? I did not want to go into the merits of the matter. I did not even go into the merits of Justice Wongwe's decision because I do not think that it is my place to go into the merits of that decision. But now that you have asked me, it is so clear, so often, that Justice Wongwe's decision is no legal basis at all because there is nothing that overrides Section 180 of the Constitution. I would make an appeal on the basis that the decision of the judge is so unreasonable, so wrong, that no reasonable judge would have made that decision. It's that simple.
Well, let's start with it. That was not even contained in their heads of argument, which they produced. That was not even contained in their notice of opposition, what they are saying now.
It is not
one of the things that Justice Wongwe was asked about to comment on. So how does it become part of that is what you are actually thinking about now. But how do you bring a ground of appeal which was not part of the proceedings?
May I ask you now, since you've asked this question, on what basis was that application made? And on what basis did Justice Wongwe make that decision?
I will come back to that. But at the moment, what I just wanted to know is, because the nation is listening, and I don't want to mislead the nation to say, and even tomorrow a client comes to me and says, Honorable Samgang, I want you to note an appeal. I tell them, no, you cannot an appeal. And says, but in the case of JSC and the company, what they noted an appeal before the grounds were given. I will never do that because there are so many cases which says you must give the grounds of appeal, and the grounds of appeal comes from the reasons for the judgment. That's where the grounds come. And you don't know what is considered to be until you have read his grounds. That's one. Anyway, I think that point we argue. Let me go to the next one. They have noted an appeal, isn't it?
Yes.
Right. Now that they have noted an appeal, come next year, the Supreme Court agrees with Wongwe. What happens to the proceedings today?
Oh, well, that has to be decided at that point. That is
right. No. Don't say that. What will then happen is that if the Supreme Court agrees with Justice Wongwe that there was nothing absolutely wrong, and that I think the Supreme Court will say that the appeal was an abuse of the court process, right, by the JSC and their lawyer, right? I think that they will do that. Then it means the proceedings today should have been suspended. Now, it then means whoever was nominated has been unlawfully and illegitimately nominated.
Right? Dr. Marquez,
it means the referral to the president has been incorrect. It means that the process must start afresh, assuming that the amendment is not taking place. But assuming it is not, that means everything has to start afresh. Who is going to bear this is public funds.
People like some commissioners, a friend all the way from Rue, to attend and stay in a hotel. Who's going to pay for that? Is that not an abuse of office? Because why did they wait until now? Why can't they wait?
There is a court order which says suspend it
until the XYZ has been done. Why can't they wait? What is the agent?
We must, the chicken and the egg now. Because you see, you have asked me why are they not waiting. I've asked you the same question. The Constitution has been there for 4 years. Why has it become so urgent a few days, a few hours before the interview for the constitutional amendment to be made? You know, a constitutional amendment will take at least 3 months before it takes place, because there's got to be a notice, you know, how a constitutional bill goes through. This should have been done a long time ago, but let's leave that. My point is, if you believe, if at any point the Supreme Court decides that the Judicial Services Commission was wrong in continuing to do what it did, you know what? These are public officers. Judges are public officers. And if they are found to have abused public office, then, of course, the sanctions that obtain at law will follow through, and they will have to pay for that. So there's no problem. I don't see any reason why.
Gentlemen, let's bring another point
since we are coming to the end of the show, directed to you, of course, first, Mr. Samkhange. Mr. Samkhange, we have seen people writing, Honorable, I end this.
You know that.
I know. You were voted by thousands and thousands of people.
You congratulated me. I worked hard for it.
Okay,
it did not come on a silver plate.
You did.
Some honorables.
Yes, honorable. Samkhange, an overwhelming victory. Yes, honorable Samkhange. There are some people who are alleging that this is playing into the factional politics of ZANU-PF. Is it true at all?
No, certainly not. Mm-hmm. Right. Let me tell you one thing. I am an independent member of parliament. Mm-hmm. Right. I fought ZANU-PF like a mad person. Mm-hmm. I fought MDC like a mad person. Mm-hmm. Right. So I am not controlled by anyone. I have no allegiance whatsoever. My client and myself, genuinely, because if I didn't believe it, mm-hmm. I would not have taken his case. My client and myself genuinely believe that the current interviewing process is flawed, mm-hmm. and therefore it should be stopped.
Okay,
Dr. Magaisa has pointed out that let me give him the chance to... The Constitution allows any Zimbabwean or any person to challenge it through the court. Mm-hmm. So what Zabani did is not unconstitutional, mm-hmm. because the Constitution itself says you have a right to approach the court and challenge any provision of the Constitution.
Yeah, let's give him 30 seconds to respond, since you are coming to the end of the program. Dr. Magaisa, is this political at all? Is this playing into ZANU-PF factionalism?
There's no doubt that this is political. I think that Zimbabwe's application with respect is a sponsored application, similar to the Mawarire application, which prompted the 2013 election. My point that I will make finally is to say that, when people are to bring issues to the court or challenging the Constitution, there's nothing wrong with that. But I have never seen an application where the court is asked to order Parliament to make a decision on how to change the Constitution.
Thank you, Dr. Magaisa. Thank you. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. Dr. Alex Magaisa, in the UK law lecturer, and also Honorable Jonathan Samkhange.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
I was going to refuse any further interviews. I worked very hard for this one.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you so much. We want to thank our viewers, our callers, our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Thank you.
Good night to everyone.
Yes.